From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. After Floridians voted to pass an amendment restoring voting rights for people with felony convictions, the state passed a controversial new law. All fines and fees would need to be paid off before they could register to vote. There are ongoing court battles, but a handful of counties across the state are working within that new law to grant voting rights to people who technically still owe money. As WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us, few Republicans with felony convictions might benefit.
There are 17 people here on the docket in a Miami courtroom, and every one of them is waiting to get their voting rights restored.
I feel excited about moving forward in life.
Cynthia Craig just got her rights back. She hasn't been able to cast a ballot since she was convicted of a felony 10 years ago, and she signed up to vote on the spot.
I've been a convicted felony so long, and we got Donald Trump in the presidency. We can't keep having that foolishness. I vote because I don't want another Trump.
And Andre Williams says he's elated at the prospect of being able to vote again. It's also been about 10 years since he cast a ballot.
Oh, the next election is going to be fun. Oh boy, is it going to be fun. Changes are about to be made. Donald Trump, toodaloo.
What's happening here in Miami is not some kind of loophole or clever workaround designed to enroll new Democrats. Cynthia Cray and Andre Williams and the other people here, they technically haven't finished their court sentences under the new law. That's because they still owe money for their case or haven't met some other requirements like community service. But the new law also includes a way out. It lets courts declare someone's sentence complete, no matter what they still have to do or money they still owe. The courts can waive that money. Carlos Martinez is public defender of Miami-Dade County.
You hear about the politics of being able to vote, but you forget that some of it is the redemptive value of somebody knowing that the government recognizes that they've paid their debt to society and they've told them you have value again.
Miami-Dade County is one of just four counties with a new program to streamline the process of giving voting rights back. Also Broward, Palm Beach, and Hillsborough, some of the biggest population centers in the state. In all four counties, the majority of people voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and went Democratic in 2018's governor's race. Martinez talked about the state law in a press conference announcing the new process.
We are following the plain language of the statute. And the plain language of the statute, as it is implemented in Miami-Dade County, will mean that the overwhelming majority of people who have felony convictions will qualify under this process. And sometimes they don't even need to go through this process. They can just go register to vote.
Volunteer attorneys are fielding calls to help people with felony convictions take their cases through the system. Or they're just helping clarify that they're already eligible to vote. Martinez says this could mean lots of new voters.
The estimate for Miami-Dade County is that there are about 150,000 people. That's not just cases, that's people that will qualify under this process.
There's this Republican state representative from Tampa, Jamie Grant. He wrote the new law, and he's frustrated that no Republican-leaning counties are using the waivers that he created.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't create the waivers not to be used.
When Grant wrote the state law that made paying off fines and fees a condition for getting voting rights back, he came under a lot of scrutiny. Some activists called the law a poll tax, suggesting he wanted to keep people from voting. He says the fact that only Democratic-leaning counties are using the waivers he created absolves him of that criticism.
If I'm trying to suppress the vote, and if I am Jim Crow Jamie, why did I create the waivers that Democrats are turning around and using? Which one is it? If the effect of what I passed flips the state blue, so be it. I'm good with that. I did my job.
Representative Grant, a Republican, says if the law he passed flips the state blue, he's good with that. Carmen Brown was the first to get her voting rights restored in the Miami courthouse.
Today was an unexpected but pleasurable, enjoyable, rememberable, priceless moment in my life.
She hasn't been able to vote since she got out of prison in 1995.
It's been a long time. I can't. We're starting to vote again. I'm ready to vote now.
Brown wouldn't say who she might be voting for, but she's counting the days. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.